And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
So yesterday I took a field trip.
Yes, you did. What did you find?
I found the Wienermobile.
The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
I did. And I guess I've never been to it.
It's one of those things you'd remember.
I feel like. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that they come through towns and do presentations and things at local grocery stores and kids see it and that sort of. I know I had a Wiener whistle as a kid, but I don't know that I ever got to see the Wienermobile. So I was very excited about this. So I went out to Harpsover on Crossover in Fayetteville. And I met lots of Ketchup Lisa and Hot Diggity Holly.
They love their puns.
They
don't
do. They? Yes. They love the puns. They are two of 12 hot doggers, as they're called, and they are in charge of driving the Wienermobile across the country. There are more than 1,200 applicants each year who go through an intense interview process so they can find people who cut the mustard. They get a one-year contract from June to June, and it's for students that are just right out of college. They get about a month's worth of vacation, so around Thanksgiving and things like that. There are six vehicles in the fleet. So there are two people per Wienermobile, and there are six regions in the U.S. So for the first 6 months, they have one region and one partner, and then they switch, and they go to a different region with a different partner. Holly, who I spoke to, said this was a great opportunity for her to use her PR skills and a great opportunity to travel. She said she's been to about 23 states because of this, and she's driven through more than that. So while I was there, she told me a little bit more about herself and gave me a tour of the Wienermobile.
Do you like a wiener whistle, sir?
I would. Yeah. I wish I had my granddaughter.
I know. Is this not
adorable? We have the door open if you want to peek inside, too.
Would y'all have fun?
Thank you.
Show me if you want to peek inside.
I am, my hot dogger name is Hot Diggity Holly. My actual name is Holly Nelson. And as I said before, I'm an Oscar Mayer hot dogger. And the full length title is Oscar Mayer Wienermobile Brand Ambassador. You know, every week varies, which is what's awesome, is being a hot dogger is so dynamic. Every week we have different events. Sometimes we're going to festivals, sometimes golf tournaments. We just had a team earlier this year that was down on the field at the Atlanta Falcons game. So it always changes. Normally, though, we also, at events, we set up a table. People come. We have wiener whistles. We have fun activities with families. They can see inside the Wienermobile. And of course, we also do the behind the scenes kind of stuff too. So we do the media pitching, press releases, negotiations, and the maintenance of the vehicle. So last week we had to wash the Wienermobile, Lisa and I. So it's no easy feat, let me tell you. I did work at a public radio station. My senior year of college, I was a marketing coordinator up in Duluth, Minnesota. I'm originally from La Crosse, Wisconsin, but I went to school at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. So that they were right on campus, and it was a really awesome experience that actually helped me get this position. I would love to do marketing and event coordination for some type of organization. I don't know what yet, but we're working on that. Probably work for an agency next year. I really want to move to Chicago, but we'll see. All right. Step over that one. All right, so in the Wienermobile here, let me just shut this up. We have in the very front, as you can see, what we refer to as the bun box. So we just store various things in here, CDs, anything else like that. Up here you can see the bun roof, aka the sunroof. We usually have someone sit on top if we're doing like a parade or if we need to, you know, air it out. And of course, safety first, so we have our meat belts. And you can see our really cute seats here. They have the little embroidered Wienermobiles all over. We don't want you to forget that you are in the Wienermobile. If you look on the floor here, we have our ketchup floor with our mustard stain. Looks like somebody spilled a little. Of course, in the ceiling, we also have always sunny skies in the Wienermobile. And then in the very far back, a lot of people wonder what it is, if it's a bathroom or where we sleep. It's no Wienibago. We don't sleep in here. We stay in hotels. That's just our closet. So we store our luggage and other promotional materials in there. The Wienermobile is 27 feet long, aka 60 hot dogs long. It is 8 feet wide and 11 feet high. The Wienermobile itself has been around since 1936. But this is the 2012 model you're in, so there's been multiple versions, and this is actually just the most recent one, so that's pretty exciting. We're driving Big Bun. They all have different names. So Big Bun mostly resides in the southeast. Right now we're sort of in the Mid-South team's territory here in the Bentonville area, But yeah, we mostly reside down near Florida and Georgia. Just to spread miles of smiles, we like to say, you know, everybody loves seeing the Wienermobile. You know, I mean, I always like to say I'm never going to have a job where people are more excited to see me. You know, because everywhere you go, I mean, you're pumping gas, you're at the grocery store, you're going to see a movie, everyone is so happy. And I think that that's what's really neat, is that we're creating memories for people of all ages, really. You know, kids, if it's their first time, or if it's an adult and they haven't seen it since they were a kid. You know, it's really cool to see that magic happen and give them another wiener whistle, or their first wiener whistle. That's a really neat opportunity that I'm so happy I have here with my hot dogger position with Oscar Mayer.
And if you want to catch the Wienermobile, it will be at the Price Cutter in Rogers from 10 a.m. to 1 tomorrow. And then from 2 to 5, they'll be at the Harps in Bentonville. They'll have fun activities for families and handing out iconic Wiener whistles.
What does that sound like? And how fast does the Wienermobile go?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Because if you're wanting to see it tomorrow and it's ahead of you, you can always catch up.
Ha 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 ha.
Yes. Waiting all day for that. I relished that moment.
Oh.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes still, in part, from the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle.